was born and grew up in a country that doesn't exist anymore. It collapsed when I was 15, and that was Soviet Union. And it's not a nostalgic statement. It's fine that it doesn't exist. I grew up in Vilnius, which was, and it's still an interesting town, where I don't live anymore, but in a way I feel like living there through friends who are from there and whom I meet these days more often, like traveling somewhere, because everybody's moving. That's why it was funny when I came here to the radio studio and I really like suddenly tried to buckle my seat. Such a like instinctive gesture. Because you feel that there is something important going to happen. So what that important can be, of course, a flight. Take off. But I work as a curator most of my time. And what curating is changing through that practice, so to say. So I've been doing now probably different things than I was doing 5 or 10 years ago. And I'm curious what will be happening also like in another 5 years or 17 years. Could be a different number. And at some point I was keen to describe myself, because people often ask you like what type of curating you do, and I was keen on saying that I do speculative curating. And that was like around 2006, 2007. And then in 2008, I already had to like quit describing myself as a speculative curator, because it didn't have all that allure suddenly. That is what it had in the beginning. But to me, speculative curating was a lot about, let's say, taking specific premises for a fictional narrative or conversation and allowing it to develop in some kind of mode as if. So let's see what happens if we see Bern as an island. And then you can develop all kinds of descriptions of how it is as an island and what it does as an island. So to me, these modes of thinking are probably the most interesting ones, especially also when you're with other people, because it happens in a live conversation and there is no need to necessarily like to realize some kind of conclusions, so to really turn something into an island or to live like in an island. When I was once talking to friends, like I was playing on the idea that, let's say, the Bern as a place is probably has a lot of staticness in it, because it's small and it's let's say in a relatively like safe time space, and perhaps that would also like encourage people to, I mean, of course it sounds a bit like a joke, but like to come up with a theory of relativity in Bern makes more sense than to work on it in New York, because in New York like the parameters are sort of changing fast. And so somehow like relativity does not probably make that much sense as it does here.